Welcome to this midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this message is for Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. And the title of this message is Shouting Stones, the High Priest's Servant Girl. I want to share a scripture with you from Mark 14, 66 through 72. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said, "You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you're talking about." And he went out into the forecourt. Then the cock crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him, began to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. Then after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you're a Galilean." But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know this man you're talking about." At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. So do you have any truth tellers in your life? I'm thinking about people who care enough about you to disagree with you, to show you your blind spots and to speak honestly with you. You don't always enjoy hearing from truth tellers, and you might not always receive what they have to say with grace, but they have your best interest in mind, and without them, you might just find yourself in places you really don't want to go. If you're married, maybe your truth teller is your spouse. Maybe you have a good friend or coworker who you allow to speak truth into your life and work. The truth tellers in our lives are people we trust and whose insights we value. They're honest with us and lovingly spare no punches. Well, recall that my midweek messages during this Lenten season focus on some of those shouting stones of Jesus' passion and crucifixion. Some were people who stood by Jesus, who saw something in Jesus that even those closest to him did not see. Some were people whose words and actions can inspire us on our own faith journey as we seek to stand by Jesus in a confusing and challenging world. This week's shouting stone is the high priest's servant girl, who questions Peter during the time Jesus is on trial before the Jewish religious authorities. She differs from the other shouting stones in that she doesn't specifically defend Jesus and doesn't personally know Peter, but the events involving her there in the high priest's courtyard have a significant impact on Peter. Her truth-telling opened Peter's eyes to his sin and led to the restoration of his relationship with Jesus in that wonderful scene in John's Gospel where Peter, the one who denied Jesus three times, was asked by Jesus three times, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And three times Peter replied, "Lord, you know that I love you. Then feed my sheep." Well, the account of this anonymous servant girl and of Peter's denial is told in all four of the Gospels. And drawing from the other gospel accounts, let's look at some of the details of this story, because I think doing so will help draw some personal application to our own lives. In verse 53 of Mark 14, Jesus has been arrested, and he's been taken to the high priest's home, where he's on trial before the priests, elders, and teachers of the Jewish law. Mark says Peter followed at a distance to the high priest's house, where he sat with the guards in the courtyard, warming himself by the fire. And while he's warming himself, the high priest's servant girl came by and noticed Peter. Mark says she looked at him closely and thought she recognized Peter as a disciple of Jesus. "You're one of those with Jesus of Nazareth," she said. "I don't know what you're talking about," Peter said, his first denial. Unlike the other three gospels, Mark has the rooster crowing two times. The first follows Peter's first denial. Peter tries to distance himself from this unnamed servant, so he went out into the forecourt. Even there he can't escape. As a servant girl sees him and starts to tell others, this man was definitely one of them. Peter denied it again. Then a bit later, some of the other bystanders confronted Peter. You must be one of them because you're a Galilean. Peter swore, a curse on me if I'm lying. I don't know this man you're talking about. And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. At this point in the story, Luke adds this. At that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and suddenly the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me. Overwhelmed with grief, as he realized he had denied knowing Jesus in the moment when Jesus needed him most, Peter went out and wept bitterly. Is it possible that this anonymous servant girl who spoke up about what she knew to be true was the truth teller who caused Peter to examine himself, who convicted him of his sin, and who played a part in Peter's conversion from an arrogant, impetuous young man to a mature faith leader? I think so. God used this young servant girl to confront Peter and lead him to repentance. I think there's three important lessons we can learn from Peter's experience. First, we learn from Peter's story of denial that none of us is immune from sin. Even a great saint may fall. When Jesus was arrested, Peter, like the other disciples, fled out of fear and out of a desire for self-protection. I think most of us can understand that. Many of us probably would have done the same. Peter also gave in to temptation, the temptation to deny the truth when he was confronted with the truth. He was afraid of being prosecuted, as was Jesus, afraid of being ridiculed for following this so-called pretend Messiah. Yet here was Peter, that eminent disciple, the one whom Jesus once commanded, saying, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Peter, who had accompanied Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration, whose mother-in-law was healed by Jesus, the one Jesus saved from drowning in the Sea of Galilee after he briefly tried to walk on water. Peter, the rock, denied Jesus not once, but three times. Have any of us ever pretended we do not know Jesus, pretended we're not his disciple? Have any of us ever covered it up, not mentioned it, or avoided the topic because we found safety in silence? Peter's experience should impress upon us our need for vigilance, prayerfulness, and humility. We are weak, and we need Christ's strength and power. We too are sinners in need of his forgiveness and grace. The second lesson, even a small temptation can lead to a great fall. Peter's fall into sin began with a simple remark of the high priest's servant girl. In reality, her words seemed to be without malice. She had no power over Peter to arrest or prosecute him. There's no indication she had any hostile intent. Yet her simple remark was enough to overcome Peter's faith, enough to make him deny three times that he even knew Jesus. Peter's fall was not at the hands of armed men, but by the words of one unnamed servant girl who recognized the truth. Peter's experience ought to teach us that no temptation is too small nor too insignificant to overcome us. The third lesson, our failure can cause us great sorrow, but our repentance brings great joy. The rooster crowed, and Peter was overcome with grief. He wept bitterly. Even more convicting must have been the look of Jesus mentioned in Luke. He denied Jesus, and Jesus looked into his eyes. Yet Peter's experience is the experience of all of us who have given into temptation and sin. Like Peter, there may be times in our Christian walk when we have denied that we know Jesus, maybe more so times we've denied him by our silence. There are times when that rooster crows in our minds, convicting us of our denial. Those times when Jesus looks into our eyes and we know we can't escape his gaze. But Jesus gave Peter a second chance. "Peter, do you love me?" Jesus asked three times. And each time Peter replied, "Lord, you know I love you." Peter repented and Jesus forgave. Jesus promises he will do the same for us. One other lesson from this story. Like this servant girl who spoke truth to Peter, there may be times when we're called to be a truth teller, times when we're called to hold one another accountable. In Romans 15:2, Paul says, we should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. Yes, being a truth teller isn't easy, and it's risky. As Peter discovered, the voice of truth can be very painful, but at the same time, be very freeing. Has a truth teller been speaking into your life, but you've been ignoring that voice? Have you been called to be a voice of truth, but have been ignoring that opportunity? When we hear that voice of truth, may we hear it with open hearts and minds. When we're called to be the voice of truth, may we speak the truth in love. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, help me to hear the voice of one speaking truth into my life as your voice. Give me the strength to lovingly be your voice of truth when I'm given the opportunity to do so. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your love. Amen. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. God bless.